to His Time. It is Friday, May 23rd. I'm your host, Andy Bates, 7:32 Central Time. Joining me in studio this morning, the Deaconess Dorothy Kranz, Director of Recognized Service Organizations for the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod and serving the Office of National Mission. You are a busy person. How many recognized service organizations do we have, Dorothy?
We currently have 170 organizations.
That's a lot of organizations.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Well, great. What are recognized service organizations? What is an RSO?
An RSO is an organization that fosters the mission and ministry of the LCMS.
Mm-hmm.
Engages in activities that are in harmony with our boards and our entities and does not act contrary to our practice, to the doctrine and practice of the LCMS.
So in a sense, they're partners who are focused on something probably specific, but it supports the mission, the ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So we work together in harmony.
Yeah, we have a relationship to where they're the feet on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing work that actually, the church, oftentimes, it's difficult for the church to do, to find their way through many of the government and the state regulations.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, in the field of aging, it would be difficult for the synod or the church to have a nursing home and operate that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have our organizations that are independent, and they operate independently. They're 501c3 organizations, nonprofit, and they're able to provide those works and services of mercy and showing the compassion of Christ.
So they're independent organizations, independent agencies, mm-hmm. but they work in harmony with us.
Correct.
And that, like you said, that allows them to really focus in on something that as a whole church body, we couldn't do
right.
without just the enormous resources.
Right.
Yeah. It would take a lot. And it's a way of partnerships and structure that really is best for everyone.
Right.
So RSOs, recognized service organizations, as you mentioned, agencies for aging, that focus on that. What are some of the other areas in which RSOs serve, or what are some of the areas that they cover?
Okay. Typically, these organizations, we say they cover a variety of services mm-hmm. from beginning of life to end of life. So aging, mm-hmm. counseling, working with people with any type of or form of disability. We have blind, deaf ministries.
Mm-hmm.
We have ministries that reach out to the homeless, to people who are just having difficult times, mental health issues, just the wide spectrum of mm-hmm. things that people deal with in their lives.
So mercy, social ministry, outreach, and education, some
are doing education, mm-hmm. some offer after school programs.
Uh-huh.
We have an organization that has a cancer care package program. They're just, food pantries.
Now, is that the cancer care package? Is that Phil's friends?
Yeah,
we've
talked
with Phil before.
Yeah.
Neat organization.
Yeah,
they do some really neat stuff.
Yeah.
Now, organizations like that in one of the neat things that they can do is bring the message of Jesus to someone who maybe not might not be connected to a Lutheran church.
Yeah.
They can so by being an independent organization yet a recognized service organization of the church body, they can connect with somebody outside the church very easily, because they're able to specialize in that area, doing these care packages for cancer patients.
They are. It's always amazing to go out to these organizations and to hear their stories. People in many of our aging facilities
mm-hmm.
that have been baptized and have been brought into faith in their end stages of life.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's just wow. When you think of, our congregations are there doing ministry
mm-hmm.
and bringing people to the altar. And here we have other organizations that are doing the same. Our chaplains are there doing just ministry
mm-hmm.
and bringing people to Christ.
And that's important. Now, you mentioned chaplains. So RSOs, recognized service organizations, can mm-hmm. have can call church workers, correct?
Right.
They can call ordained ministers or DCEs, deaconesses,
correct.
Teachers,
yes.
other commissioned ministers. And so they can call those workers to serve in various ways as well.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. How does an organization go about becoming an RSO? What are the things that they need to think about before applying for that status?
Every RSO has to reapply for status every 5 years. So
okay.
there's an application packet that mm-hmm. they have to fill out information, sending in their governing documents. And those are all reviewed. On-site visits are made. And it is a somewhat lengthy process. Mm-hmm. It takes months typically to go through that process, especially if there are bylaw changes that need to be amended
sure.
or done.
So a lot of the documentation and the important paperwork.
Right.
That's yeah. part. Yeah. There's always paperwork, right?
There's always paperwork.
And that's
probably, that's part of it.
That's probably a big part of your work then, as the director is staying on top of keeping all those things up to date. I would imagine.
Right.
Keeping all those organizations up to date. Is there any? We talked about the importance of their bylaws and that sort of thing. What are the types of things that recognized service organizations would, what's the criteria to be an RSO? Is there a specific criteria other than to be in harmony with
right.
the church in our doctrine and
right.
being focused on mercy or social care, some sort of service.
Service. And we look for board membership. Mm-hmm. They do have to have LCMS members on their board.
Okay.
So this is always a wonderful opportunity mm-hmm. for people in the congregation to serve.
Sure.
Not only to be volunteers, mm-hmm. but to stand up and be board members and help that organization to maintain their Lutheran identity
mm-hmm.
and a great way to serve.
Sure. Outstanding. Well, how can organizations begin that process if they want to become an RSO? How would they start that process?
The application and all the information is online.
Okay.
So at lcms.org/RSO.
Mm-hmm.
So they can go there, they can read all the information, find the documents, a checklist of what is required, and they can always call and the Secretary of Synod's office or our office and ask for a hard copy or more information.
Very good. And there is quite a bit of information here on the lcms.org/RSO
yeah,
page,
right.
Some FAQs, some just a lot of information to answer those right. questions about becoming a recognized service organization. Are there benefits to being RSO other than what we've already talked about, you know, being in partnership and being able to call church workers? Are there other benefits that might be helpful to RSOs?
Some of the benefits are they can make use of our logo.
Uh-huh.
So on any of their printed material, mm-hmm. They're able to use the cross, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which is always mm-hmm. helps the organization talk about who they are and
sure.
that they do have a relationship with us. We try to help them tell their stories and mm-hmm. print their stories as much as often as we have the ability to do so. They are able to take part in our Concordia plan services, and of course they have to abide by their policies.
Sure.
Lutheran Church Extension Fund loans, and that's also abiding by their policies.
Mm-hmm.
They have the ability to apply for grants and LWML grants.
Many of the RSOs are guests here on Worldwide right. KFUO, whether
yeah.
you know on several of our programs right,
right
here on His Time, on Faith and Family. We talk with a lot of these RSOs.
Yeah.
We're very grateful for the yeah. work of these RSOs, as you mentioned
we
earlier,
are.
Because they do things that we, as a church body, can't do. They're kind of an yeah. extension or a partner with us.
Right.
So we're very grateful for that.
They are, and they provide so many wonderful services to people
mm-hmm.
who are in need, who are hurting, you know, inside our churches and outside our church walls.
Absolutely.
So it's a great ministry.
Well, Deaconess Dorothy Kranz, Director of Recognized Service Organizations for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, thanks so much for being our guest today here on His Time. It was nice
so
to
much.
Chat with you this morning about the RSOs and what they do. And I'm sure we'll see you again. We'll talk with you again
Thank
soon.
You.
Thanks
Thank
so much.
You.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to check in with Reverend Roosevelt Gray, Director of Black Ministry for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Stick around for more His Time coming up right after this break on listener-supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.